Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NASCAR Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. And make sure to download the SGPN app. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Drivers, start your engine!
Strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Welcome in to another Wednesday. Of course, whenever you listen to this, I don't know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's up to you, right? But it is yet another edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, but you're about to be in for a treat. We've got Cody out on assignment. He is getting ready for Kansas, man. This guy is going to be out there. He's got his press pass. He's ready to go. So, yeah, I mean, Cody, we wish you all the best out there in Kansas. Hopefully you bring back some fantastic stories. Maybe you get to meet your idols, and we'll welcome you back next week. But to fill in for him, and you get an early episode because, I mean, you know, that's just the way we roll around here. Derek Yoder picks by Blaze. He is one of the men among men's here in gambling Twitter and NASCAR world. So, Derek, we had you on for the fantasy football show, but now we get to kick a little NASCAR. So welcome in.
Well, thank you, Rod. I appreciate it. And like you said, Cody, hope you have a good time in Kansas. Yeah, just happy to be on. Appreciate you asking and looking forward to getting into all the betting information for Kansas. Love the event and can't wait to kind of go back and forth a little bit on how to handicap it.
Yeah, I mean, this race is, we've already talked about it a little bit. If you catch the show last week, or last week, last yesterday, you guys, I'm cramming 3 days worth of, or a week's worth of work into 3 days. So if I seem all over the place today, that's probably why it is. But no, if you listen to last night's show on the back road, we talked a lot about how this is a track that they get to, drivers may get to actually catch their breath a little bit, maybe drive a little bit less stressed than they have in the last or the first 12 races of the season. But we'll get to Kansas in a second. Derek, let's take a look back real quick as we're only going to, we normally recap our bets, but since Cody is not with us, we'll just go ahead and talk a little bit about Darlington and Throwback Weekend. First of all, I love that they do this. I love Darlington and I love Throwback Weekend. What were your takeaways from the race?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, I like it too. I think it's cool when you can see so many paint schemes going back to the 90s, a little even like 70s, 80s. But like the William Byron, Jeff Gordon scheme, you know, I kind of grew up with that. That was cool. Obviously, Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez, what they did with Coca-Cola was really cool. So I love that. It brings, enhanced features to the sport for people on social media to kind of get connected. A lot of throwback t-shirts and, kind of memorabilia that way. So that was always really cool to see, always in a positive light when the sport can do something like that. It's cool. From a recap perspective, the Truck Series, I was 2-0 in my best bets for the Truck Series. So I was feeling really good going into Sunday. And then the Lady in Black on Mother's Day, nonetheless, got the best of me. So, I had Ross Chastain. I had bet him live. He wrecked as the leader off turn two. So that was painful. Had Denny Hamlin a few ways, and he got into that big nine car pileup. And then I had William Byron, which I thought was perfect. This is going to get me positive unit net gain for the weekend. And Logano decided to have other ideas in my regard for that. So I am beaten and bruised a little bit. The Lady in Black got the best of me, but I'm ready to go for Kansas.
You got your Darlington stripe.
Yep, that's exactly it. I need a t-shirt that says that.
Okay. We should actually get one for the show. I will say, though, that Cody did do all right. He had Josevar over Matty D. Ended up winning. But a lot of our bets, that Lady in Black just tore us up. And I think our listeners know that I'm just sort of skirting around my full fate of Hamlin, that I went against the grain, and I'm just trying to bury the fact that I took Hamlin to win. But look, he was a strong car, so you cannot doubt this handicap on that, right?
No, I was on this. I mean, like I said, I live bet him a couple ways throughout the race. His lap times were just tremendous, and how he was able just to kind of maintain that with the leaders. Had they gone green and everything would have been what it was, he would have been in the mix for sure. So I support the Hamlin backing like you were. I think I'm going to find myself on Hamlin again this week, but I get how, Cody came on my show one time and he was talking about fading Hamlin, and another t-shirt maybe should be made for him to, kind of have that. But no, he's just been too fast. Hamlin's just been so good. From a speed standpoint, just bad luck all the way around. So that's going to end at some point.
I will also pat myself on the back for my Truex over Larson call. I know that was one that Cody was definitely gritting his teeth over because Larson had been that good. But Larson spun himself out, and Truex did not. I mean, again, not until late. But I mean, Truex at least finished over Larson.
Yeah. After Larson was in the garage, Truex to do whatever he wants. So yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a good play. A lot of people would not have been on that side. So kudos to you for being on that correct side for that.
It was a tough call. But this race was an entertaining race. I mean, and I said it last night too. It was an absolutely entertaining race from a race standpoint. But what I found to be very interesting, especially toward the end of it, was those pit calls, right? Where they were cutting the stage, last stage in thirds, and it seemed to work out, especially with that caution that came out late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Tyler Reddick at one point was looking like the, I know Truex was a beneficiary of that. And then Tyler Reddick as well. There was a lot of conversation then that he might get his first win kind of late. I had him at plus 220 to finish top five. Luckily he finished runner up. So I was happy that hit, but yeah, the pit stall or the, when all the pitting green flag strategies come into place, that's always fun for me to watch because there's so many different things. You can go a couple laps more, you can short pit. It's always fun to watch how those kind of play out. So I agree.
Yeah. I mean, again, it was just a thrilling finish, to be honest with you, because it was something that we keep seeing week after week, and Joey Logano found his way into the winner's circle, which, again, he had the best strategy at the end, I think. And that was just really what got it for him.
Yep. No, I absolutely agree. And obviously from a betting perspective, I was disappointed, but I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, he doesn't have a win this year. Wins are hard to come by. It's right there for you. I don't really get the fact that he thought, maybe William put him into the wall on a restart, but that's driver to driver. It's easier for us to replay it, slow it all down, but you got to do what you got to do in this series, especially as tight as it is. So I don't think he did anything wrong trying to get a win, clinch himself pretty much into the playoffs. So
Look, you got to put the bumper to people sometimes. I mean, that's we've seen that since NASCAR was invented. I mean, it's not like this is anything new where, oh, a driver hit another driver. No, man, we've seen drivers shove drivers out of the way for the win. It's not like he was racing for fifth. This was for the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and at Darlington, nonetheless, a premier track on the series. So it gives us good storylines going into this week. I know they are paired up in a featured matchup together, which will get a lot of buzz, a lot of attention. So that's not bad for the sport. Just keep those storylines rolling week in and week out.
Full Tank Phil, if you haven't had a chance to listen to his show as well, he's out there as well. And he was on last night's show on the back road, and he made a great point. He said, put a pin in this. Because this is going to come into play. We all of the stuff that we learn now, we can actually take it again to another track. Like a lot of these, we can't because there's no other Bristol dirt. You know, all the super speedways or the super speedways, we can't necessarily. But this one, we can take notes and we can see now when we go back again, right?
That's exactly right. And at a short track, probably later in the season, regular season, don't think those boys want to be having that in the playoffs, but I wouldn't be surprised if William gives them a nice little payback. Just a, hey, you remember me kind of a thing. I think like Phil was saying, put a pin in it, just put it in the memory bank because that could come back to get him.
Yeah. Again, this is one of those ones where now we have information that when we go back, we can use again. And it'll just be better for us in the future. But let's look into the future as we go into our weekend now. We're done looking back. Let's look forward, Derek. And we will do that in stage two when we come back. But first, as always, we got to make sure to mention WynnBET. Make sure to get down on WynnBET's Bet $50 to win $200 promotion where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, WynnBET Casino is offering a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And of course, don't forget to get involved in their same game parlays with the Wynn's own Build Your Own Bet feature. All of you out there can receive a $20 free bet when you win, lose, or push a 3-plus leg Build Your Own Bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. You can take advantage of this over on the NBA playoffs, or, I mean, do it on NASCAR, please. There's so much to choose from, and all you got to do is download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to get started. Offer subject to change terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Fellas, have you started your spring cleaning yet? Carpets need cleaning, drapes need dusting, your lawn needs mowing. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million worldwide men who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the promo code SGP. Look, after clearing your nose, make sure to get rid of all the foul ball smell with our Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. You want that Crop Preserver? It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. And the Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. Keep your boys from sticking to your leg and leave them smelling fresh like flowers. If you want to get started with the start of spring, it also marks the start of Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of the We Save Balls initiative. So, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP right now at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life. Upgrading your life includes upgrading your bankroll after this weekend of Kansas. So, Derek, we talked about the fact that this is a mile and a half track, more traditional style now than what we've seen over the first 12. I feel, Derek, like they've thrown everything at us these first 12 weeks. I mean, you get mile tracks, dirt tracks, the new car, all this stuff, new Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's just, everything's been new. And now I think drivers are like, We finally get to get on Kansas. It's a mile and a half. We know this configuration. We're more comfortable here.
Yeah, like you said, they know this configuration. It's more of like a cookie cutter style, as many in the industry like to use. And we just haven't seen enough mile and a halfs yet, the traditional style. Obviously, you mentioned Atlanta, but now that's more of a super speedway package. Las Vegas is the race we can kind of go back to with this car, this Gen 7 car, and look at, you know, some of the data, those data points, and kind of refer them to this race. But over this race at Kansas, then next week at the All-Star race at Texas, and then the Coke 600 in Charlotte, we have three similar tracks. So I think it's going to be very competitive all those weeks, and very excited about Kansas. Guys can go high, carry a good amount of speed, and at times we've seen good pitch strategy applied to it. So very excited for Kansas. Glad that we're on a mile and a half and can't wait to see how this car does a couple weeks into the season.
Well, especially because when you look back to, I mean, these races have kind of had all over the place finishes. Like, we've seen 3 second finishes, we've seen 0.3 second finishes. It's you know, all over the place. But with those 3 second finishes, a lot of the time on these mile and a half tracks, one of the biggest complaints was that the leader will get so far ahead of everybody, and the lap cars are being lapped at a obscene amount of pace. Mm-hmm. And we saw it, you know, with Kyle Larson winning over Chase Elliott by like 3 seconds. It was an exciting finish. So what I wonder, because we've seen a lot of close finishes this season with this new car, are we in for a new version of an old race, or do you think that because of this familiarity with this track, a lot of these guys are going to fall into their same patterns and we may see a less than exciting race than we've seen up until now?
I think a little bit of both sides of it. So I think the first stage on Sunday will be a little bit more strung out, guys trying to get the feel, but then once they all, you know, get the their settings correct, I think because this car is so like a stock for everybody, everybody's playing under the same guidelines as before. You know, you had guys, there was a gray area, but they mastered that gray area to give them opportunities to be a couple seconds out. I think this just brings the pack a lot closer from first down to even 15th. So I think the first stage we'll see probably a little bit more strung out, but then it's going to get pretty tight, and then we're going to get ready for that stage three, and it's going to be kind of a jam-packed. I see a lot of three wide, two wide passes. I mean, in this car, we've seen a lot of passes for the lead, passes, you know, within the top three, top five, which we haven't seen. You have to go back like 8 to 10 years ago when we were seeing that version of the vehicle where they were able to really carry a lot of speed and pass. So I think we'll see a little bit of both, but I think it's going to be very exciting with this car.
Yeah. And again, to me, when you start looking at what's happened over the last few weeks, and Cody and I have talked about this a lot as far as the veteran drivers now starting to figure this out. And now they're starting to move a little more forward. I mean, at the beginning of the season, it was fun to talk about the Austin Cindrics. It was fun to talk about, you know, all these guys that were running up front mm-hmm. that don't normally run up front. But now you're starting to see more of the guys, the Kyle Busches, the Hamlins, the Truexes, the Harvicks mm-hmm. even, start to inch up front. And of course, the Hendricks cars are always the Hendricks cars. But right. I think we see more of that this week too because of this track being the way it is. And these names, they populate the top 10. Almost every time they're out here.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be more of a chalk scenario. I mean, we already saw some of the odds open up with four favorites at plus 700. So 7-1 tickets on four guys. We haven't seen that in, I can't remember a time where I saw four guys open at the same price. And then just behind them at 10-1, you know, you guys you have guys like Hamlin. I know Harvick's up there. So it's definitely, the odds makers definitely have made it very competitive, and I think we'll see that as a result. But like you said, the cream's going to rise to the top. We're starting to see that. And guys like Suarez from Auto Club who are running well, you know, Cindric who had a pole, ran well there, had a pole or ran well then at Vegas. So we're going to see the big boys this weekend, I think.
I think so. But first, no Xfinity race this week, so it is just trucks and the big boys. So we're going to go ahead and start laying out the bets for the truck race, the Heart of America 200 over there in Kansas. And as always, I defer to the smarter folks in the room. And so, Derek, we're going to let you lay out the first bet for the trucks.
Did you see how I looked around the room that I'm in? Where's the smarter people at other than yourself? So I love the truck series. I love betting on the truck series. I write an article each week for the Garage Guys Fantasy Sports, and I joined them back in Martinsville. And since then, I've been 6-for-7 in my best bets. Nice. So I'm loving betting on the trucks right now. Very excited for this week. They race Saturday at 8 p.m. So I'm very excited to watch all the action. It's one of my favorite events each week. It's obviously the truck series, little shorter of a race. There's a lot more action. Guys got to move to the front quick. So I'm pumped to see what happens this weekend. You know, John Hunter, after winning in Darlington, that was a great race. So I think great action is going to take place on Saturday.
I do too. All right. So what is your first bet that you have listed for this?
Okay, so my first bet is Zane Smith over Chandler Smith. Zane has been fast. Chandler's running, you know, pretty quick. I've been fading Chandler a decent amount. And when I saw Zane Smith open up versus Chandler at minus 110, I'll take the minus 110 for Zane. I think Zane in the 38 truck is plenty fast. And I think he'll be in contention late, top five, top three. I could easily see him being up there. So when I saw that, that one went down right away.
I mean, and I agree with you on that, because I chose Zane Smith to actually win the truck race. And
look at that.
I'm telling you, see, I actually am learning stuff along the way in this as well. I had Zane Smith. Look, Zane Smith has, he's the only one that's won two times this season, mm-hmm. right? He's the only repeat winner on the season. His truck has always been up front. I know John Hunter is fast, and I know obviously he won the last race, but mm-hmm. the thing is that we haven't seen back-to-back winners in this truck series yet, and it's difficult because these guys, right. man, like you said, they got to get to the front fast, and mm-hmm. there's been a couple times where Kyle Busch was in, William Byron was in, so there was mm-hmm. there was opportunities for them to not be able to win back-to-back, but this is a chance for Zane Smith to get back in there. You're right, his truck has been fast. He's certainly been at the front more often than he hasn't. So mm-hmm. if you're getting plus 600 for me, for him to win this race outright, I think dial it up. He's definitely a good enough driver to get this done. And, I like it. I mean, I like this bet 100%.
We are definitely aligned, with Zane Smith. So we're, that kind of validates for me even feeling good about that selection. But like you said, I mean, these guys, these truck series regulars have been having to deal with Chastain last week, Logano and Elliott at Bristol, Austin Dillon at Bristol, like a lot of these Cup Series guys coming down. And I know the Spire number 7, William Byron won that at Martinsville. So to kind of have a race where it's not overly flooded with some of these Cup guys, it's going to be interesting. And Zane Smith is one of the favorites, and rightfully so.
Well, so just because you guys, all you out there that are listening, know that already Cody and I don't coordinate our bets. We literally just put them into the sheets separate of each other. Did the same with Derek. So yep. It's funny that these first two bets even are, mm-hmm. are on the same par, which, listen, take notes, guys, because when this happens with Cody and I, you know that this is a good bet and it usually cashes. So with Derek and I on the same page with not just Zane Smith, but this next bet, mm-hmm. keep your ears open for this one.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw this because I wrote them all down and then I took a glance and I was like, that equals out. So my next play is Carson Hocevar, top five, plus 130. Love plus money for Carson. He was runner-up last week at Darlington. He has shown so much speed. And a lot of people are excited to see him win. I think after his post race, he was given an interview with Fox Sports 1, and you can see the drive and the determination. He's confident, and that says a lot. That truck is fast, and I think this week for him, top five plus 130, I have no problem locking that in already.
I mean, look, last week he looked tough. I mean, it just basically was the car. He had a fast truck. He had a fast truck. And yeah,
it's a vehicle.
Yeah. It's got four wheels, but five mm-hmm. lug nuts. But yeah, I mean, I think that he's such a good, fast car that betting on him to finish over anybody at this point is good. Mm-hmm. And a top five is definitely good, which parlays into my next bet, which I have Carson Hocevar over Stuart Friesen for all the same reasons. I mean, the guy is fast, and Friesen burned me last week. Damn it. I'm a little bit burnt by Friesen, so I'm gonna just punish him by fading him. Not that he's not a fast truck, but Hocevar has shown that he's a lot better this season, and I think he's getting stronger. So I think all we're asking him to do is finish one position over Friesen, which is a highly doable thing for him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, give me Carson Hocevar over Stuart Friesen, just because I like saying his name correctly, and Cody knows that to be true too. So, yeah, I mean, right? I mean, this if he's finishing top five, he's probably going to finish over Friesen.
Yeah, more than likely, the odds of him probably not finishing top five and not beating Friesen, that would be an interesting to see. That was a bet I was also looking at. You know, middle of the week like this, prior to seeing practice and qualifying, you can really get some good numbers, take advantage of some of these head-to-head matchups, you know, doing some of your research and finding out what plays or what sides are correct. That was definitely one over Friesen that I was looking at. But when I saw the value at plus 135 to finish top five, that's why I said I like that plus money matchup or plus money finishing position bet. So, yeah, if he finishes top five and in front of Friesen, you and I are both looking real good.
I mean, Friesen hasn't even finished in the top five at all this season. So, you know, oh, wait, hold on. No, I'm sorry. He's got one top five all season. So three top tens. I think it's safe to say that that Friesen is not going to finish in front of Hocevar in this race. I love it.
I like it.
Good. Book it. Book them both. All right. One more bet for the truck series between the two of us. What are you looking at, Derek?
Yeah, so I'm looking at Ben Rhodes, who's been unbelievably fast. I mean, he was the best truck at Bristol. That 99 truck has just been fast, it feels like, all year. A little bit off last week, but still, like, every time they kept showing him, the way he was just kind of running certain lines, he was definitely unbelievably fast. I think that translates to the 1.5 mile at Kansas. I have Ben Rhodes minus 120 over Grant Enfinger. I just think Rhodes will definitely win that matchup by a few spots. So minus 120, I'll lock it up now.
I want Rhodes to be fast. I wanted Rhodes to be fast earlier in the season too. I mean, because he definitely is one of the faster cars, right? Former champion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has it in him to win races. He has it in him to be up front. And yeah, I mean, I think this is one of those tracks where we talked about it, right? There's all of the, for the trucks, it's been mainly the same. I mean, it's not like it changes much for the trucks. They're still driving the same equipment. But I feel like with all of the chaos that surrounds the Big Cup series, like, these truck drivers seem to get caught up in the mix as well, right? A little bit of I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because they know that the big guys are in some new territory. But for them, they sort of get lost in the momentum, but this is a track where everybody gets to just reset. So maybe this is a chance for Ben Rhodes to do the same.
I like it. Yeah, no, I think, like I said, I think that's just the right side. Minus 120. I'll go with the guy that has had the fastest truck. So that's felt like an easy bet to me.
I mean, it feels like an easy bet for me as well. all right. So this last guy, my last bet for this is a little bit touchy for me, because some of the books did not want to give, what was it? No, it wasn't Crafton, was it? Crafton got disqualified. I feel like I had a head-to-head with Crafton. And because he got disqualified, they did not give it to him. Or maybe that was the Xfinity race. I can't remember which one it was at this point. But anyways, Crafton got disqualified last week, and any overs for him didn't count. But this week, I'm going to throw a little bit on Ty Majeski over Crafton. And it's not really because I don't think Crafton is good. Obviously, Crafton is a good driver, but Majeski's been better. I mean, over the last few weeks, he's had a fourth place finish at Darlington. Third place in Atlanta, seventh place at Daytona. So he's a truck that's starting to come all around. And Crafton, on the other hand, is, he's a veteran. He's been around a very long time, but this has not necessarily been his season. All he's got is three top tens to his name He's got an average finishing position of 17.7 versus Majeski's 12.3. So if we're just riding average finishing positions alone, this bet should cash. And what do I got it at? I've got it at
-120.
So it's juiced a little that way, but I think for a good reason. And as Cody says, you only pay the juice if you lose.
That's right. Yeah, no, Cody's right. I like this play. You know, it is Ben Rhodes' teammate, Ty Majeski in the 66 truck. I had Ty last week against Corey Heim. Ty obviously won that matchup. Again, another fast truck coming from the same stable. So I love that play a lot. So, and I know Ty was seventh coming into points prior to Darlington. Didn't see what he is now, probably top five, but you're not top five in a major, you know, NASCAR division in the standings by chance. So he's proven, and I think that's definitely the right side. I love all six of these plays. So anybody listening, like, these are really great values right now. So I'd get them locked in.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's great. I love being able, I'm so glad that you guys requested that we give out just more bets in total. That to me makes this show so much more fun for people to listen, because we're giving out six huge bets. I mean, not six, we're giving out 12 bets between the two of us. It's, you know, you guys, this is chock full of bets. But let's recap the truck bets for you. Derek has Zane Smith over Chandler Smith at -110. I've got Zane Smith to win the whole thing at +600. And then Derek went with Carson Hocevar as a top 10 finisher at +130, where I'm giving you Carson Hocevar over Stuart Friesen at -120. You have got Rhodes over, why can I not say his name? I struggle with names.
Grant Enfinger.
Enfinger. Come on now.
Yep.
At -120, and I've got Majeski over Matt Crafton at -120 for the races. At some point, somebody's going to have to give me a pronunciation guide to get through all of these names. I mean, you know, it's just, I'm really good at names normally, but I don't know, something about these NASCAR drivers.
That's funny. Yeah, they all come from different areas too. So one pronunciation one way, it's different the next. So there's a lot of confusing names. Hocevar, Majeski, Enfinger. Yeah,
Enfinger. Yeah.
A slew of names.
Allgaier, Aljair. Yep. We'll get there. All right, let's we'll come back from break and we'll set up the big boys. We'll set up our Advent Health 400 bets at the Kansas Motor Speedway. But first, let's tell you about Athletic Greens, because we are brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. What is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. Special blend of ingredients support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging. I mean, look, all of these things. Plus, it costs you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health. It's cheaper than your cold brew habit, folks. I'm telling you right now. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Can't go wrong with that, right? To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Did you know that online browsing with incognito mode does not actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you may as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes, that neighbor across the street that loves to log into your Wi-Fi. Yes, them too. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even the place where you're sitting right now, that physical location of yours, is going to be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It is literally that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. So whether I'm at home or in public, I literally don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. Offering an incredible 70% off right now, their yearly plan for you with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's like getting 9 months for free. It's super easy to use IP Vanishes. All you got to do, tap one button. You are instantly protected. Great part about it, you don't even know that it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, everything you buy. Take back your privacy today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Use that promotional code SGP. Claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. Kansas Motor Speedway, I'm not Motor Speedway, Kansas Speedway, whatever, for the Advent 400, Advent Health 400. God, man, this is earlier than we normally record the show, so you got to cut us a little slack on this one, or at least me at this point. but yeah, so I'm looking forward to this because, again, I want to see how these cars roll on a track that is not just full of absolute and utter chaos. And hopefully it's a little more entertaining without being as filled with carnage, I guess I'll say, as the last few races have been.
Yeah, I think, and I know we touched on it a little bit, but I think this will be more of a traditional style race, but I think the action is going to be pretty nonstop, competitive, not maybe cautions, but just from a, driver, catching somebody or, some of the lap times just being a little bit quicker, being more consistent. So I think we're going to see some close racing. And I'm like you, I'm excited to see how this car does in a traditional cookie style track. So the 1.5 at Kansas, I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
I mean, look, the thing is that we've seen a lot of beating and banging. We've seen a lot of tires spinning off of cars. And I mean, we've seen a lot of that. And we saw it the last couple of weeks too, that took out Hamlin, which very easily could have been in that race more. And just, bad luck. I think Bubba Wallace had one happen to him the other last week too, right? Or
Kurt Busch. Yep.
It was 23-11. It was one of those.
Yeah. Two. No, and that would have been a 4-race suspension had he, gotten out of his pit box, but luckily it happened literally. It's been a lot, and I know you guys kind of touched on this. Phil was kind of commenting on this last night on the back road. It's happening too much. It's definitely a safety thing too, but it's just happening too much. It's a little concerning. The first couple was maybe they're getting used to it, but now we're 10 races, 11 races in. We're still having the issue every single week. Some team or multiple teams are having it. So hopefully they get that corrected because it just kind of taints the competitive factor a little bit when you don't know if a tire is going to come off and cause caution and mess everything up. So
shout out to the pit crew member that draped himself across Kurt Busch's windshield, though. That is a ballsy move at a guy leaving the pits.
Yeah, it was like the Ricky Bobby, Fig Newton branding. He was all over it. So, really kind of saved them big time going forward.
Yeah, it really did, too. And poor Kurt, he had a good car, too, heading into that pit stop. I think he would have been in the mix. I don't know that he would have won, but I'm pretty sure he would have had at least a top five finish in that race.
Yep. So, yep, I agree.
All right, let's move our attention to Kansas, where we are talking about the Cup Series, and we're going to set up our first bets. Derek, once again, you and I have not a necessarily similar person, but a similar bet to start this off. So go ahead and set up your first bet.
Rod, I need you to do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind. Give me the Cody Zeeb, Ryan Blaney music, you have it queued up and ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
I know we didn't talk about it.
No, we did not. And it's fine. I can do it. Ready? And now it's time for Ryan Blaney Corner with special guest Derek Yoder.
So Ryan Blaney was a guy I came in wanting to place a bet on. He's obviously right now he's at 14-1, plus 1,400 to win the race. But that is not where I am falling. I am going to look at qualifying pole position bet plus 1,000, 10-1 for a guy that has the most poles in the series. Has started top 10 9 times this year. So at 10-1, qualifying, get a bet in. That would be a great ticket to cash before the Truck Series race and the Cup Series race. So I'm on Ryan Blaney plus 1,000 to win the pole this week in Kansas.
All right, I can't argue with that. Only because this new qualifying is got a lot of people out of sorts. Again, we talked about this being a season of new, of firsts. Obviously, the way that they're qualifying now is really just uncomfortable for a lot of veteran drivers, and it's just crazy. So, I mean, Ryan Blaney, we've talked about him all season long. We stopped Ryan Blaney's corner indefinitely, but now we brought it back only because it's been
a one-time appearance.
No, I'm sure we'll have Ryan Blaney's corner again. It's a long season. There's chances for him to reappear on the pod. But yeah, I mean, look, if we're any poll bet is really fun, you know, because at this point you kind of don't know. It used to be that you unloaded off the trailer and the fastest car was the guy on the pole. And that almost basically told you who was going to win the race for most of the time. But now you get a chance where a couple of fast laps isn't just going to do it for you anymore. You got to put together another couple of fast laps in your heat. So, Blaney's proven that he can do that. And I don't hate this at 10-1. Fun to sprinkle a little bit of money on that. So while you're at it, might as well sprinkle a little bit on mine at 10-1 as well. I'm giving you Kevin Harvick on the pole. You can go ahead and stop this if you want, because I know that you guys know that I love me some Kevin Harvick. I do. I'm a sucker for the guy. And if you want to stop putting money on him, that's fine. I get it. But for this purposes, look, he's got 3 poles here since 2018. That's a lot of pole position. Not only that, but last season and the season before, just the fall and the spring of 2020 and 2021, he had 2 fourth place starts. In 2018, he started in second. In 2017, he started in second. You sense a pattern here? There's a lot of top 4 starts for Kevin Harvick at Kansas Motor Speedway. Again, I know that we just talked about the fact that this new qualifying has thrown a lot of folks for a loop, but if we're going to run with the narrative that this track is going to be a chance for some veteran drivers to figure it out again, Kevin Harvick's got to factor in that mix. He's doing well lately. He hasn't been winning races, but he's at least creeping up into the top 10, top 7 conversation. And you give him a chance to qualify well on a track that he's qualified well in the past, I'm going to take that at 10-1.
Yeah, I mean, him and Rodney Childress, I mean, they know how to dial in a car right off the truck and be pretty fast. So I think both these plays, again, at plus 1,000 are, they're fun. You know, they're fun bets. They're fun plays before the weekend. You're getting super speedway type odds for qualifying. But I think Harvick, because you mentioned him, I think Harvick and Hamlin are two names going forward. I had a couple people DM me, who do you like kind of going forward? And Harvick and Hamlin are two names that I keep saying time and time again. If you're looking for a championship driver to be invested in, get invested in these two, because Harvick keeps referring to this year like 2020 when they were dominating. It's just going to be a moment of time until that switch just clicks. And he's going to be in victory lane multiple times. And then obviously Hamlin and him both have had shown a lot of speed. So I am in favor. I like the Ryan Blaney bet a little bit more, but same price point. You know, take a quarter unit, half a unit, and sprinkle it on both of these. And you got two guys in the group play qualifying. And I like that.
Yeah, think of if you hit on at least one of them. I mean, either Blaney or Harvick, and that gives you a little more money to roll into the weekend with, and before even the truck race, which is, well, you know.
And you were mentioning earlier about WynnBET doing matching up to $1,000 right there. There you go. Just put it, you know, one of those free rolls for that on one of these guys, and you're really, really nice position.
Bright man. Plus, I brought him on because he's backing my Denny Hamlin love. So, sorry, Cody.
That's funny. I'm just glad to see somebody sees the speed element, and I'll be on the side whenever he starts hitting. People can say, Derek was right about that. Rod was right about that.
I keep telling Cody the same.
We're playing the waiting game.
I'm playing the long game. This is a long season, like I said. All right. And so your next bet, I like your next bet too, actually. I really do. And this is something I was going to try to put a little on him, but I don't know. I couldn't find a spot where I really liked it, but I really like this.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, this is William Byron. He's in a head-to-head featured matchup, actually, on most sites, most digital sportsbook sites. So in the feature matchup column, William Byron, minus 125 over Joey Logano. Really cool to see these two paired up after the dust-up that they had at Darlington. And I just think William has shown a ton of speed, obviously. He's got two wins on the season. He's been bad fast. You commented earlier about Hendrick. You know, Hendrick being Hendrick, they're just fast all the way around. If they can just keep their drivers to not have an accident or problem within qualifying or practice, then these guys are going to be able to just go all out in those sessions, and then it'll translate over to the race, because the last couple of weeks, Hendrick drivers have had issues in those sessions where they've had to go to one backup car. So then the other drivers have had to go about 90%, 80% protect their stuff. But I think William unloads fast. I love this this featured matchup, and you know, I wanted to go in maybe on a top five odds haven't come out yet, but top three just wasn't good enough, and this head to head or this featured matchup is perfect. So William Byron over Joey Logano -125.
I will take that one because you know, bad blood, man. All they got to do is start semi close to each other, and William Byron could be looking for a little bit of payback right off the bat. So, you know, these guys, the drivers, they don't forget.
They don't forget. And it's funny how two drivers will have dust ups one week. Then the very next week, they find themselves somehow in some way being around each other, qualifying next to each other. So I think we'll see that take shape this weekend as well.
I agree. All right. My next bet is Kyle Busch over Kyle Larson. All right, I just heard everybody clamor up because I bet against Kyle Larson. But I got this at plus 110. Here's the thing about Larson, guys. Yes, last season, he absolutely crushed everything. But this season, it's taken him a long time to get started. And if you look back at his track history here, even, look, last season, yes, he won from the pole. He pretty much dominated that race. He led 130 laps. the race before that, he led 132 laps, but he finished 19th. Then before that, he was in the 42 car, yes, but he finished 14th. So, look, it's not that Kyle Larson's not good. It's just that Kyle Busch has actually been better here, and Kyle Busch has actually won as well in Kansas. And if you want to buy into a narrative, Kyle Busch just welcome his daughter into the world. And I don't know what it is. Look, sometimes you just bet irrationally. And I think this might be one of those irrational bets because Kyle Busch seems to thrive on being emotional and being fully charged in that sense, right? On his birthday, he wins or he runs well. I mean, he didn't win this last time, but you know, all these special occasions for Kyle Busch, he seems to run well. So you give me, in fact, a couple of years ago, he went to the Bushy Big Busch race, which was basically his name, twice. So, I don't know. There's all these weird Kyle Busch superstitions that I'm going to lay some money on over Kyle Larson because Kyle Larson's been streaky, and he's not streaking in the right direction. Especially, we've seen him spin out by himself the last couple of weeks. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, this might not be Kyle Larson's week.
It's hard to bet against the side of Kyle Larson, but at plus money, like you're saying, for Kyle Busch, and he did just welcome the baby girl to their home this week. So, you know, maybe some good juju is on his side. The stats back up that side that you were saying. But, you know, I think I even saw that number get up to 130 already, plus 130. So, you know, that's not a bad number for a guy with that much time. I mean, their equipment is so close. So taking plus money, I don't hate it. I don't have the guts to go on that side quite yet, but I can see the points that you made very compelling.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, this is why he's at plus 110. This is why he's at plus 130 is because Kyle Larson's name is so dominant right now. And even when you look at what he's done, you keep saying, okay, but he's going to. And right, we haven't seen this in the last couple of weeks. So I'm okay with taking a chance on a situation like this when Kyle Larson has not proven to me yet That he is, and it took a while for him to do it last season too. I mean, you figure he only had one win through the first few races of last season. Then once he finally broke the seal again, it was off to the races, literally. Yeah. You know, but yeah, for me, and plus Kyle Busch pissed off after last week. I mean, he. I'm surprised that he made it through his post race interview without completely losing it. Because I mean, you saw on his face how ticked off he was.
Yeah, and then to get the same question asked, why did you not drive to pit road? Why did you stop your car there? That just aggravates him even more. So motivated. Yeah, I think we definitely know a Kyle is going to win in this matchup. But I can see Kyle Busch being the right side when it comes, you know, at the end of the day. They've been fast. They're getting faster. And, you know, plus money, like you said. I mean, that, how can you hate on a plus money matchup with Kyle Busch?
I can't. And it's funny because it was the only plus money matchup that I could find, to be honest with you. Like everything else was all basically right around the same 110, 110, 110. Mm-hmm. This was the only plus money one I found. So I liked it. I jumped right on it because if you're giving me Kyle Busch, then I'll take it. So, all right. Speaking of people that can win, we've got your winning pick for this race. So why don't we go ahead and set up, who do you think is going to win this race?
Yeah, who do I think is going to win? From an outright perspective, that's a good question. I'm still trying to process that. I do have a top five bet at plus 200 for you.
I'm sorry.
Tyler Reddick. That's okay. We segued into it perfectly. Tyler Reddick plus 200. Again, I had him last week plus 220 to finish top five. He had a runner-up. He's had two runner-up finishes in his last four races. I know he's the driver that everybody wants to see get his first win, but I think with the speed element, they've been, you know, doing really well. So I think that translates this week. I do believe, and I'm going to say it on this show first so it's recorded and heard, Tyler Reddick will win in the month of May at some point. This week, maybe. All-Star race next week, maybe. Or the Coke 600. But he will win this month. And for top five plus 200, thought that was great value. And again, I just need a top five finish out of them and I'm good.
A lot of the top five and top tens, it you're right. I mean, this is actually good value because most of them, especially in the top tens, like you're barely getting plus money outside of maybe the top 20 listings. Like everybody else is negative 200 or something like that. So, right. And a top five is not much better. So I think that's good value for time because Reddick, the eight car has been there. He's been there, right? I mean, we've talked about the eight car being around the front. And whether it's just getting caught up in the wake of somebody else's bad luck or himself just finding himself in a bad spot and not being able to finish well, you know, you want to see it for the eight car because he's there.
Yeah, and I know, like I said, a lot of people are going to say, oh, that's who I want to see to win their first race. But this really goes beyond that. This is the speed element. This is lap times, you know, throughout each course of the race, very consistent with the top eight to even, you know, kind of within the top eight number. So they've proven that. And I know Austin Dillon, his teammate, has clicked off a number of top tens. It's there. So Reddick is so close to just clicking off that first win. And when he does, I think it's going to be multiple wins after that. But top five plus 200 right now for that value before top five bets come on other books. I like that.
And not just that, lock that in now before qualifying. Because if he qualifies well, that's not gonna you're not gonna get 200 for that.
So no, you'll go down to probably 135, 140, somewhere in there. So like you said, that's good value right now.
Absolutely. All right. And now I'm gonna pick my winner, and that is Kyle Busch. I gave you all of why I thought he was gonna finish over Kyle Larson, but Kyle Busch at plus 700. To win this race. He did win the Bushy McBush race a couple of seasons ago, or last season, actually. It feels like a couple of seasons ago. It was this spring race last year that he won. Started from ninth, went on to win. Didn't have to lead a lot of laps to do that either. He only led 20 laps in that thing. But here's the thing about him in Kansas. Like, he's got 28 career starts, 13 top 10s, 9 top 5s. Last season, he had the first place. Season before that, he had a fifth place. 2019, a third place. 2018, a second place. So he runs fast around this track. And this is one of those situations for Kyle Busch where It's been such a frustrating year for him all the way around. He's been very vocal about how he doesn't like his car 95% of the time. It just feels like he doesn't like his car. And so for him, this is going to be one of those opportunities for him to say, look, this is a track where we can do well. This is a track where we need to do well. We're coming off a very disappointing week last week. We need to do well this race. And if there's anybody that can come back and do that, it's Kyle Busch. Because we know he can win. We know he can win in just about any equipment that you put him in. And so with him having the joy of having a new life in his family, maybe a little bit of pressure is off because maybe he was worrying about his wife too. I don't know. It just feels like he can enter Kansas with a clean head and be able to run this race just the way he knows how. And I don't know, calling me crazy, but it just feels like a Kyle Busch week.
Yeah, and you said a couple things that I'll touch on. Yeah, you know, we forget sometimes these guys are more than drivers. They are human beings. They have lives. And like you said, you know, there is a distraction element. And now that season, you know, they're enjoying welcoming their new daughter to their home. And now he can just go out and focus on his job. And the other thing that I was thinking about too is, and it doesn't happen a whole lot, but when it does, for everybody listening, it is so imperative that you get on some type of an investment with Kyle Busch, because when he unloads fast and he says, hey, my car's good, I just need this or that, and it's positive, Kyle Busch is going to be a top three car, hands down, almost every time. But that's obviously listening to, reading some of the reports, listening to some of the scanner audio. But when he likes his car early, especially in like practice or beginning part of a race, watch out, because that is scary for the competition.
You know, it's weird. I haven't seen the lines move much due to qualifying, though. I mean, as far as the favorites to win, right? I mean, is it just me, or am I not seeing the lines move a lot after qualifying?
I don't think they've adjusted them a ton. They'll adjust them. I've only seen a few instances where, like, a guy like Briscoe or Chastain, somebody like Jones, even Eric Jones, when they qualify or practice really well and qualify really well, and their odds are already at the back end, and then they adjust those. But kind of like you're saying, the top 15, 18 guys that they kind of do week to week, they don't really get adjusted a whole lot unless something crazy is happening. But it's usually the opposite. If a practice crash or qualifying, or a practice crash or in qualifying, then those odds are more in your favor after that. So, no, I think you're right. They haven't adjusted a ton.
Yeah. So, I mean, at plus 700 for Kyle Busch, I think that's going to be right around where you're going to get him even after qualifying too. So, if you want to wait, you can, but I don't know. Plus 700 seems like a really good deal for Kyle Busch. Was it Phil that brought it up yesterday that most of these guys, and in fact, there are other places where he's actually being offered, or Kyle Larson's being offered at plus 425. So,
oh wow,
yeah, it's a strange mix across the board as far as where these guys are at. You can get Kyle Busch at plus 800, other places as well. In fact, you can get him at plus 800 or plus 750 right now on WinBet. So make sure you get down on that, Kyle Busch at plus 750 on WinBet to win. So yeah, I mean, look, to me, like I said, this is going to be a race where we learn quite a bit as far as what to expect going forward. But I just feel like it's going to be a nice, relaxed, and entertaining race overall. Just to have fun watching race cars go around a mile and a half track.
Yeah, I think definitely won't be like the craziness that we saw last week, but I think we're going to see some great action on Sunday. And like I said, I mean, I'm very excited. I love the Gen 7 car. I love what it's done in the sport, how competitive it's been from top to bottom. I mean, we got guys in matchups that are, you know, you wouldn't see them last year or the year before. So it's really cool being able to potentially, you know, bet on them, get in some good positions on them. So I'm really excited for Sunday.
Me too. All right, let's roll down the bets for the Cup race in Kansas. Derek had Ryan Blaney to win the pole at plus 1,000. I had Kevin Harvick to win the poll at plus 1,000. And then, so look, on the show sheet, you said Erik Jones over Chase Briscoe. So I didn't have the second bet. William Byron is what you said over Joey Logano was the second bet. But do you like that Erik Jones over Chase Briscoe bet still?
Yeah, so that was a play I was looking at, the Erik Jones minus 105 over Chase Briscoe. If anybody out there likes that play, I got one that's a little bit better, and it's a group bet, plus 260, where you can get Erik Jones to win over Kurt Busch, Chase Briscoe, and Brad Keselowski. So
ooh, I like that one.
If you like that a little bit more, then that would be a good play.
Bonus bet. You're just like bonus Cody bet. In that way. You're throwing in more bets. I love it. See?
Yeah, Cody texted me and he said, hey, put in a few extra bets. So,
Rod loves
and
that.
I was going to, speaking of Cody, I was going to say for anybody, any of your listeners that are going to Kansas and you see Cody, somebody needs to buy a Bushy McBush Race 400 t-shirt. Give it to Cody. So that Cody can wear it then this weekend. That would be great, especially if Kyle Busch, who you're on this week, would win or do well.
I absolutely love it. All right, so you had William Byron over Joey Logano. Plus, you actually had Erik Jones to win in the group bet as well at plus 260, you said?
Yeah, 260. Yep.
That's beautiful. I love that bonus bet. I had Kyle Busch over Kyle Larson at plus 110. Look around, though. That could be at plus 130. If you find it higher than that, I would grab that one for sure. You had Tyler Reddick as a top five at plus 200, and I had Kyle Busch to win the not Bushy McBush Race 400, but the Advent Health 400 this week at plus 700. Guys, we want to thank you again for being active in the Slack channel. And welcome to the Slack channel there, Derek. You joined that channel the other day.
Yeah, it's a great conversation throughout the race, prior to the race. You guys mention it all the time on here, so I knew I had to get invested and check out what the community's talking about. And it's just a bunch of, really good group of guys, and everybody's trying to help one another each week. So if you're not in, I would recommend you finding the link and getting in.
sg.pn/slack, and then look for the NASCAR channel. We will definitely be there waiting for you. Also, shout out to Go Bearcats, buddy. We got you, man. We're hopefully kept you occupied for a while you're doing your thing and fighting through what you got to fight through, man. We appreciate all of your interactions, all of your support, your race cards every week. It's just, man, it's been a blast getting to know you, and I'm looking forward to more winning weeks ahead. So power through, my friend. We're all here for you on the other side. But yeah, man, get in that Slack channel. Have some fun with us. We enjoy every week. Derek, my buddy, thank you so much for filling in, and thank you for coming on the show. This has been an absolute blast. We're going to have you on when Cody comes back as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. No, I mean, I appreciate you reaching out. I'm glad I could help out. So really looking forward to this weekend, and can't wait to see all the action. For anybody that wants to reach out and get in touch with me, you can find me on Twitter at Picks by Blaze. I do a NASCAR betting preview show every Wednesday. Me and a bunch of guys, a couple guests on each week. We do that every Wednesday. And then, like I mentioned earlier, I do the article for the Garage Guys Fantasy Sports, do the truck series there. So check me out on that. And then you can follow me on the Action Network for all my exclusive plays, including write-ups. So I try to stay busy. My wife tries to say you're maybe a little too busy, but it's all in an effort to grow the community and this industry. And Rod, I appreciate everything that you're doing and allowing me to come on today.
Man, I love collabing. I love talking NASCAR, and I love doing it with people who love talking NASCAR. So anytime, my friend, we will gab. We'll gab in the Slack channel. We'll gab in Twitter. It doesn't matter. You and I are not going to lose each other. That's for sure. Follow me on Twitter again at RJ Villagomez. Follow the show on Twitter at NASCAR Gambling. Cody usually does that one. I don't. Follow it anyways. You find it on my Twitter page. You can find it there too. Again, join the Slack channel. Find everything I do on the Sports Gambling Podcast website. And then, of course, make sure to check out my SBR articles. I've got sportsbookreview.com, some articles setting up this race, and then, of course, the experts race as well, or expert pick as well. Whew, so much going on, guys. So much going on. But have some fun this weekend. I'll be out of the loop. I probably won't be in the Slack channel, but I'll definitely be keeping you guys close in my heart. So say hi to Cody. Cody, enjoy Kansas for us. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories when you get back on next week's show. So until next time, let's go racing and let it ride.